I first got involved in the Iditarod in 1980. My wife Susan Butcher and Joe Reddington had just come off Denali in 1979, and I met them involved in the Iditarod in 1980, in the fall of 1980, in Joe Reddington Sr.'s dog lot. He and my wife Susan Butcher had just returned from climbing Mount McKinley. At the time, it was called McKinley, and I wanted to run the Iditarod, and Joe says, well, I know you don't have any money, but I'll give you a team of dogs, and he did. He said, but I'm not going to teach you anything. You're going to have to find out on your own. And the first time I ever ran a dog team was with three dogs. We went down this hill, got to the bottom. Every dog got into a big fight. I didn't know what to do. Got him going back up the hill, and that was my introduction. I was hooked. Most memorable Iditarod experiences was during my first race. I didn't obviously know what I was doing. I think that's the common way to start the race. But I was going along on this trail, and not having ever been there, I didn't know where I was going. So my dogs went straight ahead over this little hill down into a bunch of Devil's Club, which, if you've ever seen it, it's like a cactus. And then behind me comes Susan, and she's piling into this thing, and then comes Emmett Peters. And Susan is hot, and she starts grabbing dogs and just moving them this way, moving them that way. Da-da-da-da. Finally, we had 36 dogs in there. Finally, we got all of them out on the trail. And I said, well, what should I do now? And she said, there's a clearing up here. What you have to do is go camp your dogs for 12 hours because they look tired. And I said, okay, well, it's Susan. She must know what she's talking about. So I went there. She stopped to camp. I fed the dogs, got in my sled, woke up 12 hours later, nobody there. Everybody had passed through. Everybody was gone. I never saw Susan again until the finish line. So she certainly knew how to get rid of the competition at that point. But I learned a lesson. Keep one eye open when you're sleeping. Knowing this is the 50th running of the Iditarod, how does it make me feel? It makes me feel old. That's what it makes me feel like. But it makes me feel as though I am very blessed to have had all the memories that were created over all of these years, and especially the first years, because those were the years when you didn't know what was going to happen. Every day was an adventure. Every coming around, every corner was an adventure. You never knew where the trail was going to be, and you had to rely on your neighbors out there to get where you were going, because, you know, it wasn't assured that things were going to work out. And so I think I long for the old days, but I'm happy to be here and see how much the race has progressed. I know for sure in life that you get one shot at the race, and you have to give it all you have. And it's not just the Iditarod, it's everything you do. And so rejoice when the sun comes up in the morning, take advantage of it, and at night, appreciate what you did.